here's a story from The World.
The Oscars are this Sunday, and one contender I'm eager to check out is Wolfwalkers, produced by a small studio in Kilkenny, Ireland. It's nominated for Best Animated Film, up against features from Pixar and Disney. The World's Anna Kussmer says the movie is magical, and its driving themes are relevant for our current time.
The movie Wolfwalkers is based on a fantastical premise that comes straight out of Irish folklore.
I'm no girl. I'm a wolfwalker. When I sleep, I'm a wolf. When I'm awake, I'm me.
Irish folklorist Billy McGlynn says something really cool about folklore is the same story can have vastly different meanings to different people.
One of the most important things to remember about folklore is it is a living, breathing expression of people's thoughts, their concerns, their anxieties, their fears, their joys, their responses to the world in which they find themselves.
In that way, McGlynn says folklore has a way of staying fresh across generations.
Wolf, wolf killed the wolf, hunt them far and yonder.
Wolfwalkers is also based on real Irish history. British colonial forces have invaded Ireland. They're demolishing the forests and exterminating the wolves.
Because tonight we put an end to this. I will burn this forest to the ground.
The violence of colonialism and environmental destruction are not intrinsic to Irish folktales. But as long as they're in the heart of the person telling the story, the folktales can make those themes come alive, says McGlynn.
The environment is such a huge topic nowadays. What I can see happening is people taking old themes, taking old ideas, and re-spinning them, or at least interpreting them in a way that's meaningful for them.
Director Tom Moore says he was drawn to the backstory of Wolfwalkers, partly because of the history of how wolves were killed by British colonial forces.
By wiping out the wolves, they were trying to wipe out a certain rebellious wildness in Irish people who identified with the wolves.
That story has a spiritual resonance, says Moore, because the real-life destruction of the forests of Ireland had a global impact.
It's kind of breaking the spirit and hearts and minds, also taking all the wood to build the ships that ended up colonizing most of the world.
Moore says even though the story is based in the 1600s, he hopes people come away from the film with the sense that these issues still matter today.
Now, put an end to that wild beast. What cannot be tamed must be destroyed.
There's a lot of modern parallels. Like while we were making the movie, we were seeing footage of California on fire, Australia on fire, the Amazon on fire. So we were like animating these forests on fire and seeing like absolute real world right now today examples of it happening again.
Just like in the movie, Moore says, the current day treatment of Indigenous peoples, the legacy of colonialism and environmental destruction are all issues that we're wrestling with today. The magic of the film Wolfwalkers, he says, the enchanted connection between humans and animals, can help us reflect on our connection to nature and our grief when it's lost.
The woods are getting smaller every day. I know.
Malcolm Noonan is the Irish minister in charge of the country's national parks. He says the film Wolfwalkers builds on the current work of environmentalists in Ireland.
We need to go beyond the data and tell stories and use folklore, use Irish mythology to explain and to illustrate the fact that we can't separate ourselves from nature.
The wolves of Ireland were exterminated hundreds of years ago, says Noonan. But there are so many species on the brink now, like birds and bugs and butterflies, that are in desperate need of saving.
We're in a race against time. And for that reason, I think it's very important that we take the messages from such a beautiful film like Wolfwalkers.
Whether or not the animated film wins an Oscar, it's too late to go back and save the wolves. But telling their story might just help inspire people to think about saving what's left. For The World, I'm Anna Kussmer.